Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara brings from the Mishnah Maseches Adarim, the Maisa Debeis Chayroin, and where it says over there at the end of the Mishnah, Kol Matana She'ina She'mekdisha Mekdeshes Eina Matana, that there's a t'nai in order to make any Matana Michal, you need that the Mekal Matana should have the koyach to be makdish at frek. Tois v'sekasha. We know there's a halacha of a Matana manas lahachzir. If a person gives an esrog of a Matana manas shetachzir enu li, the halacha is in a chzirai yotza, because a Matana manas lahachzir is shema Matana, like it says in Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph and also in Kedushin Daf Vav. Frek Tois, if he gives somebody a Matana manas lahachzir, he can't be makdish it. Befrat Zuk Tois, because he used the lashon li, shetachzir enu li. And the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin that Li means Dabar HaRo'i Li. So you can't give it back in an oifen of Hektish where it's not going to be Ro'i Li. So you have to give it back Chulin. That means that you can't be Makdashit. Ozei, according to the cloud that we have on the Maaseh Beis Chorin, it shouldn't be a good Matana in the first place. Ozei for Ektasis. And for Tasis, the first Teres of Tasis, that a Makabal or Matana Nas Lahachzir, he could be Makdashit. He could be Makdashit Lizman. Let him just say that it should be hektish for now, for while it's in my hands. That hakdasha he could do. And Navada, when he gives it back, it won't be hektish anymore, so it'll be a davar haroi lai. So you can make a temporary hakdasha. Frek the kapis tamarim. Now the kapis tamarim is a pirish on Maseches Sukkah, but this taisvis, the whole taisvis with the kash and with both the ritzim appears in Sukkah daf mem aleph amid meiz as well, because that's the ikar makar for the halacha matan manas lahachzir. So taisvis over there says the same vart, that by the Matana Manas Lahachzir, he give him Makdash at Lizman, and Frek the Kapis tomorrow. What do you mean, Makdash at Lizman? If somebody says, I raise a Hektish, it becomes Hektish, and after that, Hektish loy paka bigdi. There's nothing that's going to make it come off. Now, the Kapis tomorrow doesn't tell us the makar for this. The emphasis is that there's a sugya in a Durham Daf Chavches where there's a machlinkus about this. But the Kapis tomorrow means that Al-Kalpanam, according to the Shita of Bar Pada, over there in the Durham Daf Chavches, if a person says on a tree, Ilan Zeh, Tikadesh ad she tikatze, that it should be hektish until it gets chopped down. So Bar Pada holds that the halacha is that the hakdasha is chal, and then even after it gets cut down, it remains hektish because hektish like paka bigdi. So this is the kasha of the kabbis tomorrow. If we have a kalpana mishita, that hektish is like paka bigdi, so how could Tosfos say that you could be makdish at lizman called manshu who be yadoi? So the Shaar Melech in Perek Ches of Hilchas Lulav Halacha Yud says that there's a big difference between the case in Adarim Daf Chavches and the case that Tezis is referring to over here. True, a person can't be makdish something lizman in a case where the makdish is coming to limit the koyach of hektish and say, I only want it to be chal for this zman and after that, not for that zman. On that we say, no, you can't do that hektish lepaka b'kdi. But if the limitation is coming Mikoyach, the mitzad, the bailus of the makdish, his bailus is itself limited. He's being makdish as much as he can, but his bailus is limited. So what's he giving to hektish? Called chus shatovi liyadai, but he only owns it lizman. But chihaygav nazak the Shaar Melech, then you could taka have a hakdash lizman. Now, when you're coming to limit it and say that it should go off, but if it's mainly going to go off because your bailus is limited, then you can have a hakdash lizman. Now, the Sfas Emes, in his pirish on Maseches Sukkah, he's ma'ir that we have a yishuv al-pizeh to a different kasha, a basic kasha in the pshat of Tosfos. Now, the Sasemis doesn't bring down the kavas tamar of the Shaar Melech, but he goes to the same shtikl teira, and he says that the emphasis is a big kasha on Tosfos. Tosfos is coming to be mechalik between the matnas beis chayrin and the case of matan ras lahachzir. And Tosfos is saying that the reason why the matan ras lahachzir case is better is because akoponim, he could be makdish at lizman, and why in the case of the Maisa de Beis Chayrin can't he be makdish at Lizman? The person gave the whole Suda's chasen away to his friend so that his father could come to the Suda. His friend said, Harei Mekdashim L'Shamayim, and then the original owner was Meina Macho, because that's going to stir the whole chasen. But what if his friend would have said, Harei Mekdashim L'Shamayim for 5 minutes? The chasen is going to be tonight at 8 o'clock, and now it's 1 p.m, so he could have been makdish it for 2 hours, 5 hours, and that wouldn't bother anybody. So the same way, in the case of the Gemara and Sukkah, the reason why the Matana is a good Matana is because he can be makdish it lizman. So in the Maaseh Beis Chayrin also, why don't we say that the Matana is a good Matana because he can be makdish it lizman? It's like the Sfas Emes. Over there, Itaka can't be makdish at Lizman. Because since the Baal HaChasana gave it to him with a Kinyan Gomer, and now it belongs to that friend, a complete Baalis L'Olam Voed, so if he wants to say it should be hektish for a few hours, and then the hektish should go off, and that was a hektish L'Paka B'Gdi. When Teresa says that you can be makdish at Lizman, it's dafka in the case of the Matan on Asla Hachzir, where he only owned it Lizman, so then he's being makdish at Kozman Shehu B'Yaday, then there's no problem of hektish L'Paka B'Gdi. So the Sha'ar Melech and Sfas Emes, they both say the same teretz, the same yisoy, that by Matan Rasla Hachzav, the reason why it works is because of the limitation in the etzem bailus of the Mekabel Matana. But L'Chair, everybody's ma'ira, that L'Chair, this is teloi on the famous Chakir of the Ksais, Simon Reish Mamalaf, Sifkat and Dalid, in the sugi of Matan Rasla Hachzav. The Ksais brings down that the Rosh in Mesechus Sukkah, as well as the Ritva in Mesechus Sukkah, they write that when it says over there that you could give your lulav, your esreg, what it means is that you give it to him with a kinyan gomer, that it's his la'ilam vo'ed, and you make a t'nai that if you give it back to me. But that also means that you'll give it back to me with a kinyan gomer, that you have to be makne it back to me. And the Rashba burns, what does he mean la'afuki from? He means not that you give it to him lizman. If you take the lulav and you say, here, this should be yours for 10 minutes, just enough time for you to make your nanuim, make your bracha, and at the end of 10 minutes, the matana should expire and it should come back to me, memela. Zuck the rush, then it's just a shayla. And a shayla is not yaitzi, a lulav has shol, not lachem. You wouldn't be yaitzi with that. The halacha matana is lahachzir means that you give it to him with a kinyan gomer, it's yours. But if you don't return it to me, then the matana should be batal, because you have a batal tonight, the matana will be batal, so you have to return it to me. But when you return it to me, that also needs a complete ma'isa kinyan. If you don't give it to me with a complete ma'isa kinyan, it won't really be returned. I mean, it'll be a bitla tonight. But in order to be mekayim the tonight, you need a ma'isa kinyan on the first transaction and another ma'isa kinyan on the second transaction. Nothing happens automatically, because if you try to make it automatic that the matana should just expire, it would bli b'sheila. And the Ksei says no. The Ksei says that there is such a thing as a kinyan lizman that's different than a shayel. A shayel means he only has rights to usage. He only has a kinyan peiris. But there's such a thing as a kinyan guf v'peiris lizman. What's the makor to such a thing? So he brings it from the Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, but we just had it before on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We had the Gemara brought down the halacha v'acharecha. When a person says nachasei lecha v'acharecha l'plaini. So acharecha means that for now it belongs to the Rishon, and after the Rishon dies, it should belong to the Sheni. The Rishon had it as a complete kinyan, like we know the halach is. We pass it like a Shimon Gamliel that even if he sells it, it's considered macher ain the Sheni elamashashia Rishon. But then afterwards it goes, but the Rishon, he's not meirushit to his children. He only owns it for kozman shehu b'chayim. And then after that, it goes on to the Sheni. What does that mean? That means it's a Kinyan Lizman. So the Ksei says, I see from that sugya, there is such a thing as a Kinyan Lizman. Don't tell me that any time that you limit the Zman of the Kinyan, it blibes like a Shoyal. So we see from Acharecha that you can have a Kinyan Lizman, and Madli Acharecha Laplaini, Madli Acharecha Laatzmi. So Matan Ras Lahachzir also, he says, you could give it to your friend and say, I'm giving this to you for 10 minutes for the amount of time that you need to make your bracha, do your nanuim, say halal, whatever you want, and then after that, it should come back to me. And Zaktik says, so you don't have to be makin it back to him to be makayim the tanai, it goes back to Mamela, because the kinyan was given as a limited kinyan, as a kinyan lizman. So that's the machleik, Ksais, and the rush. So he's coming to argue on the rush, on the ritva, it's Rishonim. The Ksais says, he starts off, he's saying, lulei divrehem, I would have said Andrish, and then later in the shtickle, he says, ad shematzasi, then the Tshuvas HaRosh Klal Amin Hei Ois Beis, the Rosh actually brings down in a letter from Ravig Dekayin Tzedek, who was one of the Rebbeim of the Rami Rutenberg, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh. Ravig Dekayin Tzedek, he taka describes the sugya of Matan Ras Lahachzir, the Ksais's way. And he says, V'yaliz Libi, he says, I was so overjoyed to see that there was taka Arishan, a Chosh of Arishan that learned like me. So, Kapanam it's a Machlaikis, you have the Ksais basing himself on the Rebbe Avigdor Kayin Tzedek, and also in the Avnei Miluim, he brings down that there's a tshuva from the Maharam Rutenberg, who also explains it this way. And on the other end, you have the Rosh and the Ritva, who say fair carrots. So Nachamal, the Ksais says that Matam Ras Lahachzir is a Kenyan Lizman, like Acharecha Laplaini. The Rosh and the Ritva, they say it's really a Kenyan Gomer La Ilam Voed. Nervous, there's a Tanai that the Kenyan should only be Chal if you'll give it back to me afterwards. Now, the Teretz of the Shar Melech and the Sas Emes, who said that the reason why there's no problem over here of Hektish Lepaka Begdi is because the limitation is not in the Hakdasha, the limitation is in his Bailos. So that's all true if he, the Ksais, that he has a Kenyan Lizman, he has a limited Bailos. But according to the Rush, he really has a Kenyan Gomer. He has the same Darga of Kenyan as every Bailam in the world. Nervous, there's a tonight. That his Kenyan is dependent on him doing something else. So just like if the Kenyan was dependent on him later jumping up and down. So we wouldn't say that's a limitation in his bailus right now. If he'll jump up and down, the Kenyan will be chal, and then his Kenyan will have been a Kenyan oilam. So over here, it's totally on him giving it back. So lemais bepoil, he has to give it back. But it's just to be mekayim the tonight. Once he gives it back, so we'll say the Kenyan that was chal today was a complete Kenyan, and it was really his with the koyach HaKinyan that can make a Michal Olam. So according to the Rosh and the Ritva, the Kinyan of the Matam Nasla HaChzir is really a Kinyan Olam. And yet, Tosis is saying that he can be Makdash for this Zman Shehu B'Yadoi and comes to Rik the Kasha of the Kavis tomorrow. That according Al-Kaponim to one sheet in the Gemara and the Dharma Dach HaPches, what we have over here, L'Cheira, is a Hektash that's being Paka B'Kdi. The Gemara over there says that you can't have a Hektash that's going to be Paka B'Kdi. But the emphasis is that there's another teretz to the kash of Taisus. The Chutz of Taisus himself also gives another teretz. But I want to mention to you an additional teretz that we don't see in Taisus, but another teretz that's brought down B'Shem Rebbe Akiva Eger, which L'Chayri works dafka l'fi these other Rishenim, the Ritva, the Rosh, who hold on Rav Tamanas L'Hachzir is really a complete Kenyan. This Rebbe Akiva Eger, our Beseira on the Rebbe Akiva Eger is like this. There's a tshuva in the Chassam Sefer, in Cheshen Mishpat, Simen Kuflam and Aleph. The Chassam Sefer is writing to Rebbe Simcha Bonim Eger, who's the Rav of Matzdarf. And this Rebbe Simcha Bonim Eger is a brother of Rebbe Akiva Eger. And Rebbe Simcha Bonim wrote to the Chassam Sefer that he heard from Rebbe Akiva Eger a teretz to Tesis's Kasha. And he wrote it to the Chassam Sefer, and in this truth, the Chassam Sefer, we have the Chassam Sefer bringing it down and commenting on it, and in fact saying that he doesn't like it. But Al Kaponim, the teretz that he heard from Rav Simcha Bonim Eger, B'Shem Rebbe Akiva Eger, is as follows: that which we say by Ma'aseh DeBeis Chayrin, that Kol Matana She'enish and Mekdishin B'Kedesh is Eina Matana, that's only if the reason why the Makabal can't be Makdashit is because of the shear in his Kenyan. Something held back from his Kenyan that doesn't enable him to be Makdashit. Over here, the person who's making the Chasana gave the whole Chasana as a Matana to his friend, but he gave it without really giving permission or without giving the Koyach that his friend should be able to be Makdashit. So there, the fact that he can't be Makdashit is Chasarin in his Bailus. And that's the kind of chasarin which the Gemara says is ma'akev. That's not called a matana anymore. A matana shem mikdish ain't a mikdash is ain't a matana. Mashenki matana manas lahachzir, Dr. Rebbe Akiva Eger, over there, the makal matana, his bailus is really complete. The only reason why he can't be makdashit is because if he'll be makdashit, it'll be mavatal the tonight. It'll become makdash, it'll be mavatal the tonight. And what if it's mavatal the tonight, then it'll turn out that the matana wasn't a good matana altogether. So B'mikre, it turns out that he can't be Makdashit, but B'etzim, his Bailus is strong enough to be Makdashit. Just like Zechter Kiveger, we find in Gittin and Daf Pegimel, the Gemara has Al-Kaponim, one Tana, that's Machalik between a Gerishin Chutzmi Plaini and a Gerishin Amenashin Alikinatzili Plaini. If it's Chutzmi Plaini, that's called a Shir, that's a Chesaron in the Gerishin. If it's Amenashin Alikinatzili Plaini, B'etzim, the Gerishin is complete. The Gerishin has Bekoicha to be Mati her Laplaini also, just if she'll go and get married to Plaini, then she'll be Mavatal the tonight. It'll turn out the get wasn't Chal altogether. And then it'll turn out that she wasn't really Megreshes for anybody. Really, she's no less Megreshes for that Plaini than she's for anybody else, except if she'll go get married to that Plaini, it'll be a bit of a tonight. But the tonight is a Milsacharisihi, so it's not called a Shir and the get. Zelvazach, Zechter Bekiveger, over here, that which he has to, he can't be makdish it, because if he makdish it, he won't be able to give it back. If he can't give it back, it'll be mevatel the original matana. So he better not go and be makdish it. But it's not because his bailus isn't strong enough to be makdish it. Be'etzem, he has a complete bailus. It just, he has to be mekayim the tonight. And if he's makdish it, he won't be able to be mekayim the tonight. That's just a chasaran b'mikra, not be'etzem in the bailus. So that's not a chasaran in his... In the rule of Kol Matana Sheinish and Mekdisha, Mekdesh and Matana. Now this Vart of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Avadi, he doesn't speak ice, the Chakir of the Ksais, but Avadi, it's only in the feed the Rosh and the Ritva. That's good for what he's saying. That because it's not a Chasaran in their Bailas, because their Bailas is a Kinyan Oilam, and it's just a Tanayim El Sachrisi that's Mechayiv them to give it back, that's why it's not a Chasaran in the fact that they can't be Makdashit. So we said before that the teretz of Taisus, I'll go on the first teretz of Taisus, where the Kabbas Tamar, Master Kasha. The Achrayim gave a teretz, but it was only a good teretz lefi the Kseis, not lefi the Rosh and the Ritva. But the teretz of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is dafka, a good teretz lefi the Rosh and the Ritva. Now, the Chassam Sofer Lemaisa, he says, Divri Mayri Chami, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he says, Leishmiyali Kalemar Leishvirali. He says he's not Makabalit, because he says you're comparing it to the Gemara in Gittin, where we're machalik between a shiur versus a tnai. And if it's a shiur, then it's a chasaran in krisus. It's like the Chassam Sofer, that's a nice shekel Torah klapi geirishin, where there's a xeris akasif of sefer krisus. If it's a shiur, it's a chasaran in krisus. But over here, we're talking about a matana. So what's the problem with a shiur? So therefore, he says he doesn't like the teretz of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But l'chiru, what Rabbi Akiva Eiger would say back, is that even though it's true that there's no klal that in a matana there can't be a shiur, but what it's saying in the Mishnah by the Ma'aseh de Beis Chayrin is that al-Kopanim, this shear is a chasaran. If there's a shear that you can't be makdash, that is a chasaran. Avad, according to the second teretz of Taisus, that the hakdasha is lav dafke, it's just a simin, so then maybe we wouldn't say that, but we're working in the kasha of Taisus or on the first teretz of Taisus, where Taisus is learning that there is a rule in matanais that a makal matana has to have the kayach to be makdash. So that means that for some reason or another, a shear of this kayach is ma'akev in a matana. So on that, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has the right to be mechalek. Then it's legitimate to shtalt su to gerushin. Avad, by gerushin, it's any shear. Over here, it's dafka, this shear. But kapanim, this shear is mekabel in a matana, zok Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But there's a chiluk between a shear of the kayach to makdashit versus a tenai, which is a milsach risi, which just b'mikra prevents somebody from being makdashit.
Let's take a look at the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph Ha'imir Zebani Neman. And the Gemara asks, L'may Hilchasam, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, L'yershoi, and the Gemara on the top of Amud Aleph says, L'yershoi Pshita. So it's Mavur, it's the proportion in the Gemara that a person has Nemanus to say Zebani L'inyan to make that person into a Yerish. And there are two Mahalchim in the Rishonim as to why this should be true, with Nafkaminas in both directions in the Machalikas Rishonim. So let's start with the Rashbam. The Rashbam says he begins by being mitzi from what he thought would lecher be the Pasha Pshat. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, based on the Sugya on Kuf Chav Zayin, and based that there's a Gzeres HaKosov of Yakir, that if Av has Nemonus to speak about his children, so one might have thought that this Sugya is similar to that Sugya, Ha'im is Ebeni Nemon, because of the Pasuk of Yakir. Zuck the Rashbam, that's not the Pshat. Because Yakir is talking about where he's identifying someone who's already known to be his son, and he's just identifying that son is the Bechor. It's a much bigger chiddush that he could come and take somebody that's not known to be his son and say that he is his son. So if that's a bigger chiddush, that can't be learned from the Gezeres Kosov of Yakir. From where then is this halacha learned? Zuck the Rashbam, it's not a Gezeres Kosov, it's because of the Migu. Migu di Voyoyvle Matana, he could give him whatever Nechasim he wants as a Matana, so therefore he could also make him into a Yavish. I frak the Rashbam. That Matana, that's only those Nechasim that are biyadi right now. But the Nechasim that are going to come later on, that's not biyadi to give him as a Matana Laman da Amar in Adam Makn Devash Laibalailam. And certainly those Nechasim that are going to come to him when he's a Geises is Lakuliam not biyadi to give him as a Matana. So why is he now to say Zebani Le'inyan those Nechasim? And for the Rashbam and a Chanami. He's talking not Naman to make him a Yerush on those Nechasim. When the Mishnah says he's Neman to say Zebani, to make him into a Yerush, it only means Legami, those Nechasim that are Biyadi already now. And Tosis learns it the same way. But most of the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rosh, they all argue with Tosis and the Rashbam. They tell him that the Pashas of the Gemara is clearly not like that. Haimer Zebani Neman Le Yerushai, Avada, the Pashup Shad is to make him a full fledged Yerush.
that he could yarshin all the nechasim, side the nechasim that are already beyond the achshav and side the nechasim that are going to come afterwards. The Ritva and the Rush add another kasha. The Ritva uses the lashon minhag Yisrael Torah. It might seem to us that this is not a shchiachtik case that the Mishnah is talking about, but the Ritva says that there's a kasha from minhag Yisrael, because once upon a time it was a very shchiachtik situation. A person would travel, he would go far away, and of course he would be out of contact with his family. There would be no contact over long distances, so a person could disappear for many years and then come back and say, look, when I was in Medina Sayam, I remarried, and this was my wife, and these are my children. And Zok the Ritva, Avada, the Minhag Yisrael, is that we believe him. We believe him in Gansin, that those people that he identifies as the children from his new wife are full-fledged Yerushim, together with the children here in town that we know about from his first wife, and they take a complete share of the Yerusha. And we don't say they only take a share in those Nechasim that are B'yad Yachshav, and not those Nechasim that are going to come to him L'achar Mikan. So therefore, Zok the Ritva, there's got to be another Pshat, the Ritva and the Rashba, both they say that the Pshat and the Sugya is Takal Slegzeres Chesav of Yakir. Now, which the Rashbam tightened that it's a bigger Chiddush to say it in a case where we don't even know that the person is a son. The Rashba says, Punkt Vakir, it's a smaller Chiddush. Because in the case on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, where you're choosing one of the kids that's already known to be a son, but he's thought of as being a younger son, and you're saying that he's the older son, so then the other sons are being Makrish, the father. But over here, where you say about somebody who's not known altogether, and you say that he's my son, there's no way to be makrashim. So it's not a bigger chiddush, it's a smaller chiddush. And like the Rashba, this could be included in the Gederes Kosov of Yakir. So those are the two Mahalchim. The Rashbam and Tosfos learned that it's based on the Migud, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rush. They say that it's based on the Gederes Kosov of Yakir. And the Ksei Sachishin and Simon Reish Ayin Tes, Sif Katan Beis, says that L'chiri there should be enough Kamina from both Pshatim, in nafkamina between the two pshatim in both directions. Like Gabi, one nafkamina, the Rashbam's pshat is more inclusive, increases the koyach, and the other nafkamina, the Rashba's pshat, increases the koyach of the av. Legabi, like the Rashbam himself pointed out, Legabi, which nechasim it's referring to, avada, the Rashbam is more limiting, and the Rashba is more inclusive, because the Rashbam learns that the father's koyach is only Legabi those nechasim that are b'yadei achshav, while according to the Rashba and the Ritva, the father is kach even the gabbin and the chasman that are going to be born in the yadil achamikan. Aber me'idich gisab, like the ksais is an afkamin in a different direction. Let's say a man comes and he says, not zebini, but ze achi, or ze achi abba, or any other kind of a yavish. According to the Rashba, he's not going to have nemanus for that, l'cheira, because the whole nemanus is learned from the gzeres kasav of Yakir. The gzeres kasav of Yakir is about saying, talking about sons. To say that somebody's a brother, there's no gzeres kasav of Yakir for that. Ma'ashein, according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, that the nemanus over here is learned from a migudi b'yogel b'matana, then it really doesn't make a difference what you're saying about him. Zebini, ze'achi, it's all the same thing. So, l'gabi, such a case, according to the Rashbam, he would be neman. According to the Rashba, he wouldn't be neman. So you could take whichever pshat you want, and either way, you'll have a chomer, you'll have a kula. But you'll never, l'chayra, be able to be mitzarev the two Kula, so the two expansions of the Avs Koyach, to say that he has Nemanus even on a Ze'achi, and that Nemanus should go even on the Chasm HaBarim La'achar Mikan, that would L'chira be a Tarti Desasri on a refractic size, but that's exactly what we find in the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Reishayin Ches over there, Simon Reishayin Tes, the Mechaber, quoting the Lashon of the Rambam, says, when he brings down our Mishnah, he says, a person has Namaras to say, Zabini, Uze'achi, Uze'achi Abba. And then the Ramah, quoting the Torah, says, and then Namaras is not only the Gabbat and the Chasm that are B'yadei Achshav, but it's also the Gabbat and the Chasm that are B'yadei L'yadei L'achamikan. And even those Nechasm that are going to be B'yadei L'yadei Kishuhu Geiseis. On all of those Nechasm, he's going to have Namaras. Frektik says, how do you put those two coolest together? From where should such a koyach come? Mikoyach the migu, he only has namanus on the chasm that he has now. Mikoyach the yakir, he should only have namanus to say zebini, not to say zeachi. How could you be mitzari for these two extensions of the koyach of the Mishnah? Zaktik says, you can say a third pshat. A third pshat in the sheirish, the makar for the koyach of the person to say zebini or zeachi. It could come along the lines of the Rashbam, Mikoyach Amigu, but not Amigu di Iba'i Leib Matana, but Amigu di Iba'i, he could be Moide that he owes this person Elef Alafim Dinre Zahav. If he would be Moide that he owes him 1,000,000 Dinre Zahav from a Halva, so with that he could be Meshabed all of his Nechasim, and he could be Meshabed his Metaltal and Agav his Karka, and that would be Meshabed even in the Nechasim that are going to be bringing him La'achamikan. And so if he says that he's my Yoyresh, then he'll get a zchus in all of his nechasim, even though his nechasim like Barim La'achamikam, because if he wanted, he could have been made that he owes him a million din rezav. Aye, if that's so simple, if you could be make a shibud, even though the nechasim like Barim La'achamikam, so you might ask, so why did we ever need a there's a chasim of Yakir to identify somebody as a Bechor? Why can't that all come from the migu that if he wanted it could be made that he owes him 1,000,000 din rezav? No, because on a deraisa level, avada this wouldn't work. Because midaraisa, just like you can't be makna davish loy b'leilam, you also can't be meshabi davish loy b'leilam, and you can't give him a zechus and the chasm that rabbi amlach amikan. But here in Shulchan Aruch, we're talking in the halacha la'maisa, there's the takana of da'akni that you could be meshabed the chasm abayim la'achamikan hagam that you can't be makne adavish la'vulaylam, but you could be meshabed adavish la'vulaylam. And merely you could say on anybody that he's my yerish that beniz that achi because of a migudi boy, you could say that you owe me alef alef from din rezav.
Ruchonim Basserman in his kavit ta'aretz hamaseches Yevamos, the end of Simen Chof Aleph, has another mahalach to be miyashiv this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's based on a Rambam in Halachas Malva Veloiva Perek Tesvav Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says over there that a loiva has the right to give away any of the zchusim that the Torah gives him. So the Moshe, the Torah says he doesn't have to pay from Edis, but he can make a deal with his Malva. He can make a tenai with the Malva at the time that he borrows the money that you should have the right to collect from Edis, and then the Malva gets the right to collect from Edis. The Torah gives him the right under some circumstances that the Malva should only be able to collect with a Shavua, but he can make a Tanai and say that the Malva should be able to collect without a Shavua. A Shavua Dereis, or you look at a Shavua Tess in the case of Kaifa B'Koil. He can make Tanayim to give away the Zechusim, the Koiches, the power that he has, and call Shavua Mamun Tanayi Kayim. Zok the Rambam, and if he speaks out that he's giving away this Koich, even Lagabi the Yershim, so he's saying that when the Malva comes to collect, he should be allowed to collect even from Edis, even from the Yershim, on that also Dvar of Kayamin. And if he says that the Malva should be able to collect without a Shvua, even from the Yershim, on that also Dvar of Kayamin, because Kol Shabba Mama in Tanoi Kayam. However, Zok the Rambam, but if he speaks out that he's giving away these Kaychais, even like Abed Lekuchais, that he's being masna with the malva, that the malva should be allowed to collect from the lakuches, from Edis. Or that the malva should be allowed to collect from the lakuches without a shvua, even in the case where they should really need a shvua. On that we say Dvar Batalim, his words don't help, his tonight doesn't help. Because the lakuches, that's already a fremda, that's an outsider. And he has no right to make tonight to be meshabe, to be mechayim, an outsider. So, effectively, hold on, 1 second. He can't make any tonight that are binding on the Lekuchos, because they're an outsider. They're a different person. And his Yerushim what? His Yerushim, aren't they also a different person? Vice states from the Rambam that no. The Yerushim, that which the Yerushim inherit from the father and take over Koiches and Zechus from the father, that's all considered a Hemshech of the same person as the father. It's a Hemshech of one ownership. Ad kidei kach that mechilos that the father makes are binding on the Yerushim also. Eba Zoya Bukharan says, Ohidos Baldin that the father makes is also binding on the Yerushim also. If the usually Ohidos Baldin is only never to be Mechayev yourself, right? Not to be Mechayev other people. But the Yerushim are not considered other people. That's what we see from this Ramah Hilchos Malva V'Leiva. And so Ohidos Baldin that the father makes is Mechayev the Yerushim also, because they're also considered the Baldin. Mele Zokto B'chanan. The Pshat in our Mishnah, Ha'imer Zebini, Ze'achi, is not also the Kasef of Yakir, and it's also not also the Din of Migu. But it's also the Din of Hidoas Baldin.
that here he has, let's say he has $1,000 and he has two known sons. But then he says about a third person, he's also my son. So he's being moida that that person is entitled to one third of the Yerusha. And that Hoidah is Machayev his sons also to share the Yerusha with that person. Hoidah al Hoidah is Baldin Kamei Edom Dami. Then Zakhtar Bochanan, Adkan, this was the easy part of the Shtekel Torah. To say that the Pshat in our Mishnah is al Hoidah is Baldin, that's very simple. We see based on the Rambam and Chasmala Valeva that Klapi the Yerushim was still considered the Baldin, the same Baldin as the father. The difficult part is that if that's right, then why, when it comes to identifying a Bechor, why then do we need a Gezeres HaKasav of Yakir? Why doesn't that also work? Al Tzedos Baldin Kamei Edom Dami. A person is leaving over Yerusha, let's say, of $600, and there are three sons, and he says about one of them that he's the Bechor. So that person gets a double portion, that person gets 300, and the other two each get 150. So even though the other two say, no, they might want to tell you, I'm the Bechor, but there's a Hodas Baldin, Kamei Edom Dami, that's Machayev, then that this person should be the Bechor. So why then do I need to get there the Kasav over there of Yakir? So Bechanan says, the Torah says, because the Chalik Bechor works different. And this is based on a Chiddush in the Nesivis. The Nesivis in Simen Reish Ayin Chesiv Katan Tes, who boizes a Chiddush from the Gemara on Kuf Chav Zayin Amun Aleph. The Gemara over there talks about a case where there are three sons, and there's a suffix between two of them, which one is the Bechor. And it says that the third son could be madche either one of the first two. Zil hachaka madchile is zil hachaka madchile. If the first one, let's say if Reuben says, I'm the Bechor, Levi could say, Havei Raya, that you are the Bechor. Maybe it's Shimon. If Shimon says, I'm the Bechor, Levi could say, Havei Raya, that you are the Bechor, then maybe it's Reuben. And the Mela Levi could be madche both of them, and neither one could take the chelak HaBechor. Fact in the Sivis is a Gavalda Capella. Where does Levi come in to say Havei Raya? What Shaykhs does Levi have to this Chelek HaBachar? He's for sure not the Bachar. There's an argument between Reuven and Shimon. Which one of them is the Bachar? So those two should fight it out. Maybe the din should be Achleiku. Maybe the din should be Munachat Shiyav Eliyahu. But Levi is certainly not the Bachar. So why does he have the right to come and say Havei Raya? And if you can't bring a Raya that you're the Bachar, then I'm also going to take a Chelek in that Chelek HaBachar. What I see from their Zakta Nesivis is that the Chelek HaBachayra does not go to the Bechor directly from the Av. The Chelek HaBachayra is a Shibud on the Pshutim to give to the Bechor. From the Av, the Gansi Yerusha goes to all of the Banim. There are, let's say, three Banim. Each one gets a third of the Yerusha. And then there's a Chiv that's Chal on the two Pshutim to give a part of their Chelek to the Bechor so that he should have a Pishnayim. Memela, Reuven and Shimon are really coming with a tefiyah to Levi, and if Levi could tell each one, Havei Raya, that you're the Bechor, he doesn't have to share it with them. Dr. Bochanan, based on this Chiddush of the Nesivos, that the Chelek HaBechor comes to the Bechor Mikoyach from the Pshutim, not directly from the father, that's why over there you can't use the Lamdas of Hadas Baldin Kamei Edom Dami. Taka, the father, could when he's including an outsider in the Yerusha, and he's taking away from his sons. On that, there's a Hodas Baldin Kamei Edom Dami, because they're the same Baldover as their father, the same Baldin as their father, Legabe, the Nechasim of the Yerusha. And if he says that part of it is not ours, so that's like a Hodas from them that part of it is not ours. But if he comes to identify that somebody other than the presumed Bechor is really the Bechor, he wants to say about Shimon or Levi that really he's the Bechor when we all thought that Reuben was the Bechor. So now he's coming to affect the Zchusim, the Tviyas that they have against each other. If he says that Shimon is the Bechor, so he's making a Hoidah for Reuven, that Reuven owes money to Shimon. But he's not Reuven. For Shimon to come with a Tviyah to Reuven, the Hoidah from the father is not a Hoidah. Because this is not a Tviyah on what they're getting from the father. But this is directly from one brother to the other. The Chelek HaBachar goes from the Pshutim to the Bacharim, to the Bachar. Therefore, over there, it doesn't help with Dasbal Kamei Edom Dami, and so we need the Gedera Kasav of Yakir. In the Gemara on Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a member from Rabbi Yechanan, two members, in fact, from Rabbi Yechanan, about a Baal Sha'amar Gerashti as Ishti. In one place, Rabbi Yechanan said Neman, and in one place, Rabbi Yechanan says Inu Neman. And the Gemara says, Loikasha, Kan l'mafreya, kan l'haba. He's neman lahaba to say he was megarish her now in that she should be considered megarishes in the future, but he's not neman to say that he was megarish her 30 days ago in that she should be considered megarishes for these last 30 days. Frek Tosfos and Tosfos de Ramaschal Mafreya ain't neman tema de Maikamashvalam pshita de ain't neman lame Mafreya garashti ishti. Tosfos says that it's posh, what would be the havamina that he's neman la Mafreya? And Tosfos' kasha really is neschalik into two levels. First of all, there's a kasha, which may not be what Tesis means, but our kapanim, as we'll see soon, the other mepharshim address this kasha. Now, misvara, what bechlal is the havamina that a person should be neman lemafreya? Pashtus, the pshat, the reason why a bal shamar garashti asishti is neman is because of a migu that it's biyada. If he wanted, he could be garisha right now. He could give a get lefaneinu, so he's neman when he says that he gave a get. But by giving a get right now, he would only make her migureshes mekanal haba for the future. So he has no migu for the past. Mehecha teisi that he should be neman for the past. That's one kasha. And furthermore, forget the svara. But zok teisi says muchach from a gemara in Gittin daf yud zayin. The gemara over there says mepnei matik nuzman begitin. Why would Chazal masakin that every get should have his man? Because shema yechape al bas achoytzei. Chazal will worry that maybe a person's wife will be mezana, but lemaisa the person will still have affection for his wife. He'll be merachim on her, and he won't want her to be killed by beis din. So he'll make a plan. He'll give her a get, and it won't have his man. And then the Isha will come to Beis Din and say, look, I have this get. I really had it from a year ago, and I was waiting the Gereshes at the time that I was Mazana. So in order to prevent that, Chazal said that you have to write his man on the get. So if you give her a get today, it'll have this man of today, and Beis Din will see clearly that it wasn't before the Znus. Now, Frek Tosfos, but if one had a Havamina, that Abal Sha'amar Gereshti Sishti, Arsu Gip, there is no get lefaneinu. There's just the Baal's word that he gave a get. If he was neman even the mafreya, then the problem will come back. A person's wife was mezana. He'll have rachmanus. He'll want to be matzal har. So he'll tell Beis Din, I was megarish her 30 days ago. Let's say she was mezana 15 days ago. He'll say, I was megarish her 30 days ago. He doesn't need to show any get. So here the takana of zman begitin is not going to help us. He'll just say, I was megarish her 30 days ago, and Beis Din won't be able to kill her. From the fact that Chazal and the Gemara and Gittin Daf Yud Zayin seem to think that they took care of this problem, it's mukach from there that a person is not neman l'mafreya. So again, Fractasis, how could one have had a havamina that a Baal Shem HaGarashis Ishi should be neman even l'mafreya? The Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Vav, the first two prakam of Shmaitza Vav, the Shev Shmaitza is all about this kash of Tasis, and the Shmaitza breaks it down into two levels. Like we were saying it over, Ereshin's the kash is Misvara, what bachlal is the havamina mecha teisi, you should be neman l'mafreya? And Svetin's neniach that there could be such a svara, but what about the problem shem yichap al basa chosei? So al rishin, like the shmaitza, the emes is we do find that sometimes there is an amonis based on something that used to be biyada, even if it's no longer biyada. We find this in the sugi of erechan emem v'suvin. The gemara in Gittin daf beiz, on beiz, and the gemara in Yevamos and daf beiches, says Erechad is neman b'yisuin, and the maskanas of Gemara according to Tosfos and the Rosh and Rebbe Rishonim is that an Erechad is not neman in all circumstances. If it's lo yischazak yisura, then he's neman to say that there's no iser. But if it was yischazak yisura, he's only neman if it's biyadai. You need it tonight that it should be biyadai in order for an Erechad to be neman b'yisuin. Hechad yischazak yisura. On that Gemara, Zok Tosfos in Gittin Daf Beis, the emes of the Shmaitza brings it from a Rosh in Gittin, Perek HaNizakin. I'm going to say it over from Tosfos and Gittin Daf Beis because over there, the Rai, I think, is easier to say over from outside of the Sugya. Tosfos says, what's the Pshat on the Namonos by Shechita? When I serve you a piece of meat, and you say, was the animal Shechted? I say, yes, the animal was Shechted. What's my Namonos? Over here was a Schazak Yisura. Without biyada is not going to help because serving a piece of chicken, this chicken once upon a time it was alive and that time it wasn't kosher. So it's a chazak yisura. So according to the maskan of the Gemara in Yevamos, once it's a chazak yisura, I'm only neman if it's biyada. So what's the reason why I'm neman? Because it's biyada. What's the pshat in biyada? It's biyada to shech the chicken. But it's not biyada to shech this chicken. I'm serving you a piece of roasted chicken on a plate. This chicken is too late to shech it. It's already dead. Either it was shechted or it wasn't shechted. I can't change it anymore. So what do we mean biyada? Zok Tosfos, getting daf beis in rasch leirech and emem bisurin. Af falgav dahash da in biyada l'saknoi. There's nothing he could do about it anymore. Nevertheless, may kara haya biyadoi lishchait. But originally it was biyadoi to shechtit. That's enough to give him the namanos of biyadoi. So by Erechanam Yisubin, there is a namanos of may kara haya biyadoi. So now Baal Shama Gavash is ishti. Maybe he should also, even though he says, 30 days ago, I was Megarish, my wife. He's no worse than the guy that says, yesterday I shechted the chicken. Avad, it's not biyadoi today to make him a Megarishis from 30 days ago. But it was biyadoi then. And just like we find by Shechita and by other Yisurim that are Eschazik Yisura, that as long as it was biyadoi back then, so he's Nema now, Mikayach that biyadoi, it doesn't work with Pteris Migu. It's an Andralamdis, something that's biyadoi. He's considered a Bailim on the Zach. So he has namanos. So misver, we could say the same thing over here. That since it was in his power to be Megarish 30 days ago, so this is the chalitz that he has bailus over, so maybe we should have namanos on it. Kamashmalan Rava, then no, he's not Neman Lemafreya. Why takana? Maishna from the Shechita, Maishna from Erechanam Yisurim. Teretz is because the Davar Sheba'erva is not like other Yisurim. A Davar Sheba'erva, we learn now, Davar Mimamain, that has special rules, in Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. So Zak Teshav Shmai said, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan. Teis is asking, why would anyone think that you're Neman Lemafreya? Adarabba. By other Yisurim, you're talking Neman Lemafreya. The only reason why over here you're not Neman Lemafreya is because Davar Sheba'erva is different than other Yisurim. That's the chiddush of Rava, that ain't never should ever pachas mishnayim. Now, what about that which Taisus was moisif to the kasha? That it's not stam that misvara it's pshita. But in Cheshbon, it can't be that one is Neman Lemafreya, because if he was Neman Lemafreya, he'd be machapa pasachoisei. Zok Shmaitza, al pi divareinu, that what's the havamin in misvara? That you could be Neman Lemafreya, because we treat it like Yisurim. But that's only true about the legabe establishing that something is asur or that something is mutter. But what about legabe giving einshim? Einshim avada needs two edim. That just like we say lamaskana ein devar shebeever parches mishnayim. Einshim are avada ein parches mishnayim. There's no nemonus of biyadoi on einshim. Einshim need real edim. So if an isha was already mizana, and she was mizana with edim and hasra. And again, so now this is an issue that's holding by being killed. And then the Baal would say, Girash is ishti. So then this takan don't have a meaning that you'd believe in Lema Freya. Because it is not just Lagabi Issevehet, it is Lagabi pattering an isha from a chi of Misa. There is Lagabi Einshim, Lagabi Einshim, Avata. There's no nemonis of it was biyadoi, mei kara hayu biyadoi, like by Shechita. That's Nageyat Yisurim, but it's not Nageyat Einshim. So, Le'inyan being Mechapa Basachaisai, meaning that it's a case that she was already Mizana and there were already Edim and there was already Hasra and we're holding by killing her, in Eidus Lagabi Yoyinshim, Avadi wouldn't have an amonus of Biyadai. Olam Afreya Dek of Biyadai. Aber, but Zakta Shmaitza, but let's say she was Mizana Aber without Hasra. So it's not Negeya to Yoyinshim. What's it Negeya to? It's only Negeya to the Isser Labayla. To establish whether she was an Eishes Ish or she was a Grusha La'inim, whether Hosnus asks her on her husband. So that we could very well hear. That just like by other Isurim, you Neman because it was Biyadoi Meikara, so maybe Legabe, the Isur Eishes Ish, also you should be Neman because it was Biyadoi Lemafreya. So that's a Rava, a Chiddush, then no. Baal Shomik Rashi Ishti is not Neman Lemafreya, because Takalak the Shemaitzu was Mazbe, because Ein Davar Sheba'erva Parches Mishnayim. The Gemara at the end of Amud Beis brings down the Chiddush of Rava Ish Pleni Baal Ishti Huva Acher Mitzar from Lahar Goy, the Chiddush of Palginon Dibura. That if a person says an Eidos about his wife and also about someone else, so he's not Neman about his wife, but he's still Neman about the other person because we're able to divide a Palginon Dibura. Taisus de Maschal Pleni Baal Ishti brings down that this same member of Rava is also brought down in Sanhedrin Daf Yud, and over there the Gemara asks Akasha. The Gemara asks Pshita, what's the Chiddush of Rava? Avadi and not Neman on your wife, Avadi and Neman on the other person. And the Gemara answers, Mahu detema, Adam Kerv Eitzel Atzmai Aminan, Aval Eitzel Ishtay Loy Aminan. One might have thought that no, a person is not a Kerv to his wife, Kamash Malan. The Pasha reading of the Gemara, Kamash Malan, Rava was Mechadish to us that yes, a person is a Kerv to his wife. Frek Tosfos, Why is that a chiddush? How could one have had a havamina? Isn't it pasha? Taisa says also it's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, where we see Gan's Klar, that a person is considered a kerov to his wife. So Taisa's answers that one could have had a havamina, that which a person can't give edus on a kerov, that's only if the whole edus is about the kerov. But if a person is made about a kerov and also somebody else besides, so agav, that he's neman on the stranger, maybe he should also be neman on the kerov. Kamashlan Rava, that no, even though he's neman on the stranger, on the plainy, nevertheless, he's not neman on his wife. But this kasha of Taisus has another teretz, a very famous teretz in Rishonim. It's found in a shtickle in the Rush at the end of the first parak of Makis. With the Rush, but before he comes to the Pshan and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Rush is makdim a very yisoidistic akasha on the whole sugya of Pagin and Dibura. That here we're learning in our sugya a klal of Pagin and Dibura, which means that if you have an Eidos and part of it is acceptable and part of it is not acceptable, we're able to divide it up and say that part which we're supposed to believe, we'll believe, and the other part we'll discard, we won't believe. And l'chayyid, that says there's a different klal that we know. There's a klal of Eidos Shabbat l'maksasa bat l'kula. And that means that a whole edus has to be taken as one chaticha, and either it's all yes good or all not good. And if part of it isn't acceptable, then we don't accept the whole thing. There are a number of applications of that klal. They're not all negated to our sugya, but the case that's the most direct stira to the din of Pagin and Dibura is a case that's found in the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi and Makis and all the Rishonim bring it down, including the Redivah here in our sugya, brings down this Yushalmi and Makis. It talks over there about HaKoisev Nechasov Lishnayim. If somebody writes a shtar that I'm giving away all of my Nechasim to two people, to Reuben and to Shimon, and there are Edim signed on the shtar, those Edim are craving to one of them, let's say to Reuben, but they're not craving to Shimon. Over there, there's Machlaikis in the Yishalmi and Reshlakshon Rabbi Yechanan, but we Paskin, the Rif, the Rambam Paskin, like Rabbi Yechanan, that says, Edus Shabbat L'Muktasa, but L'Kula, since they're not Neman L'Gabi Reuben, because they're craving to him. They're also not Neman Lagabi Shimon, because it's all one Edus, and you can't accept half an Edus. So, fact, the Rush, you can't accept half an Edus. What about the Nepogina Dibura here in our Sugya? The Rush quotes this Kasha B'Shem the Ravid, and then he brings down from the Ravid that the Ravid said a Gavaldiga Yasid. That really, when a person is disqualified from an Edus, als Absol Kurva, then there's no Pagina Dibura. Then we say Edus Shabbat L'Maksas Abat L'Kula. But what about if a person is disqualified from an Eidos because he's the Baldover? L'mashal, let's put aside the case of Rava here in Arthur of Pliny Baal Ishti. What about Pliny Baal Lai? What's the example of that? Pliny Rav'ani Lertzaini. One of the examples that comes up in the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin and also in Gittin, the Gemara talks about this Pliny Rav'ani. That if a person says he's being made, that somebody was over there, they have Mishkav Zachar, but he says that the person did it with me. I was the partner in the Mishkav Zachar, and it was Lertzaini. So there also we say Palgin and Dibura, and he's Neman on the Pliny, and he's not Neman Lagabe himself. Zuck the Ravid, you know why? Because that which a person can't be made about himself, that's not a Psul Kurva. He's not simply a Karev to himself like he's a Karev to a brother. That's a psul baldover. You can't be made on yourself. You can't be made on yourself not because you're a karev. You can't be made on yourself because the baldover is by definition something different than the aid. He brings them a kur to this idea from the Gemara in Makis on Davav, where the Gemara asks the kasha, there's a Tana that holds that in the psul of Nimse Echa Mehem Karev Apostle Kulam Psulim, there's a Tana that holds that it refers not only to those aides that come to testify, but to all of the Edim that saw the event, that if five people see an event, and one of them is a Karev, that's called Nimsa Echamahem Karev Apostle, and Edis Kulan Betela, so Frekti Gemara Kasha, Hoyweg Yatzel, Reveya Yatzel. The Chayr among the people witnessing the event is always included the criminal. If two people come into Basin to be made, that Reuven was Hoyweg, he's a Reitzayach. Avada Reuven saw what he was doing. When he took aim at the victim, he saw the victim, he saw the whole Maisa. So if having a Karev included among the people that witnessed the event, that's called Nimza Echamahem Karev Apostle. It's the Sheet of Rabbi Yasi in the Mishnah over there on Makis. So then why isn't every Aegis bottle because of HaHoyweg Yatzel, let the guy that they're being made on be passel the whole cat? To which the Gemara answers, no. There's a difference between Mekayim Medavar and Oisei Davar. Al Pishnayim Edim Yokum Davar B'Mekayim Medavar Akosav Medavar. As appears Rashi, v'loy ba'oisei davar. The Torah differentiates between Edim, who are by definition somebody outside of the story, and the Baldover, the Oisei Dover, who are the people inside of the story. Zuck the Ravid. When do we say Pagin and Dibura? When a person is made about an outsider and about himself. About himself, he's not a apostle. He's not an aid altogether. He's a Baldover. A Baldover is not an aid, but Makaimi Dover, v'loy ba'oisei davar. So since he's not an aid at all on himself, so that's not a psul in an aid. That's not an aid with a psul. He's just not an aid. So on the other guy, he's an aid. On himself, he's not an aid. But in the case of the Yerushalmi, and the aidim are kravim to one of the two makabalim of the matana, let's say their brothers, their uncles, to Reuven. So on Reuven, they're not a baldover. They're just a karev. So since they're not a baldover, so they are aidim. But since they're curved, they're aidim psulim. An aid with a psul, that's a hedishabatla maksasabatla kula. When he's a baldover, he's not an aid altogether, then we could say pagin dibur. But when he's an aid with a psul, then we say hedishabatla maksasabatla kula. Adkan, the Rosh quotes b'shem the Ravid. This chiluk between the makaimei dover, the oitzei dover, we only say pagin dibur when you're not an aid at all, when you're a baldover. Now, Zuck the Rosh, I'll pee this Yisoid of the Ravid, Zuck the Rosh. That's the pshat in the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Yud that our text is quote, where the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of Rava? The Chiddush of Rava was that one might have thought that we only say Adam Karev Etel Atzmai and not Etel Ishtoi. Kamashman, Rava teaches me Adam Karev Etel Ishtoi. So Taisus understood that means that we thought that we, until Rava, we didn't know that a person is a Karev to his wife. In fact, Taisus, how could it be? Everybody knows a person is a Karev to his wife. Zuck the Rosh, no, it doesn't mean that we would have thought that he's kosher to be made on his wife. Avada is a psul karev. But we would have thought, salkadei techamina, that it's tam a psul karev. Like the way you're curved to your brother, we thought that you're also curved to your wife. But that you're not, but your relationship to your wife is not like to yourself, where you're more than a karev. You're a baldover himself. It's a atzma, it's ba'isei davar. Kamasha, and mainly if we would have said that, then we wouldn't be able to say, bo'gin and yibura. Then we would say, we would say that since he's not Neman Lagabe his wife, because he's a Karev, he's also not Neman Lagabe the Pliny. The Chiddush of Rava is that no, Ishtoi Kegufoi. If it's Kegufoi, that means that it's not a Psul Karev, but she's a Baldover too, just like you're a Baldover. She's a Baldover because Ishtoi Kegufoi. So therefore, you're not called an aid at all. You're not an aid with a psul. You're not an aid on the wife, and therefore on the pliny on whom you're being made, your aid is in the skabel, and on the ishtai, you're not an aid altogether. So we say pagina dibura, and you're never on the pliny and not on the ishtai. Now coming back to our tesis. Tesis Lemaisin didn't learn this way. Tesis understood the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Pashup shat. Either a person is a karev and he's pasul lahayid, or he's not a karev and he's kashul lahayid. Tesis didn't hold of the Ravid's two different types of kravim, one who's just a psul kravim and one who's not considered an eid altogether. So Tesis doesn't hold of the Ravid's shekel Torah that there's different types of kravim. So how is Tesis miyashev the more basic kasha in the sugya, the Ravid's kasha, that there's a stira between the klal of Hagin and Dibura and the klal of Edish Abat L'Maksas Abat L'Kula? The stira between our Gemara, where it says that Pliny Baal Ishtei, a person is Neman on the Pliny, and the Yerushalmi in Makis, where it says that a case of Nechas V'Lishnei B'nei Adam, since he's not Neman on the one for whom he's a Karev, he's also not Neman on the other one. So the emes is that I mentioned that this Yerushalmi in Makis is brought down by the Rif at the end of the first parak. If you take a look in the Ran over there, the Ran says that it's really very controversial, had a paskin over here. Because even though in the Yerushalmi it's Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rosh Lakish, and usually we have a klal that we always pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan over there says that the Holy Eidus is Batal. Rosh Lakish says no, he's kasher for the Rachik and he's pasul for the Karev. And the Rif says, and Avad, we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. Yeah, I'm also passing it that way because that's the klal, Rabbi Yechanan and Rosh Lakish. Abrazak the Ran, that it's not at all pashut. There was some Rishonim that said, including the Ramban, he says that Ravina Ephraim, who was the Talmud of the Rif, was Masig on the Rif, and the Ramban holds that Ravina Ephraim was correct, and he says that the Halacha Shafala Rish Lakish. And why? Taka, because of this Kasha. Because even though we usually have a Klal, that Rav Yechanan Rish Lakish, Halacha Rav Yechanan, but over here, Zuck the Ramban, Rav Yechanan and Rish Lakish are goofa arguing in whether or not we say Pagin Dibura. Rish Lakish holds a Pagin Dibura, And Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold of Vagina and Dibura. That's why he says Eidah Shabbat L'Mekseh Bavli Kulu, because he doesn't hold of Vagina and Dibura. When we open a Bavli and we see that Rava says, Plain Dibura Lishti, Huva Acham and Star from Lahargai, that means that Rava says that we hold of Vagina and Dibura, that means Rava passes like Rish Lakish. So the halacha follows Rish Lakish over here, not like Rabbi Yechanan. So Avada Artaisis could say the same thing. If you say that that we pass in like Rish Lakish, and that Taka in the case of a Kaisin Nechas of the Shnei B'nai Adam over there also we say Plagin and Dibur, then there's no Stira. Then Eidah Shabbat L'Mekseh Bat L'Kula, that's for other types of cases, like where one of the Eidim within the Kat turns out to be a Apostle, but Lagabi, where the Eidim are Psunim for half of the Aegis, but they're Kasher for the other half of the Aegis, on that there is no Din of Eidah Shabbat L'Mekseh Bat L'Kula. Adrabba, over there we'll consistently say in all of the places where it comes up, Plagin and Dibur. And that's a good yishuv for our tesis also. You don't have to hold to the Ravid Shtikl Teir. You have to hold to the Ravid if you pass on like a Yechanan. But we don't pass on like a Yechanan. The Ramban, Rabbeinu Ephraim, don't pass on like a Yechanan. So tesis also could say like that. He doesn't pass on like a Yechanan. He passes like a Rish Lakish. So, because in the Chazal Shnei Menei Adam, we'll say Pagin and Dibura. The greater difficulty is Bedas HaRambam. Because the Rambam, Rav Chaim sets up the stira this way, that the Rambam in Perek Yudalet Halacha Zayin of Hilchas Eidos, the Rambam Perek Paskins like a Beichanam. So a Kais of Nechas for the Shnei Bnei Adam, he says that Eidos Shabbat L'Mekseh Sabbat L'Kula. So Meila, the Kasha is a Kasha. How come over there we don't say Pagin and Dibura? Maishna, plenty of Baal Ishtar, we say Pagin and Dibura. And over there, by Kais of Nechas for the Shnei Bnei Adam, we don't say Pagin and Dibura, we say Eidos Shabbat L'Mekseh Sabbat L'Kula. And they would be in Eitz, of course, to say like the Ravid, that we only say Pagin and Dibur, where the Psul is greater than a Psul Karv. It's not a Psul Karv, he's a Baldover himself, it's considered a Ishtik Gufa, it's Mamish, like he's being native at himself. That would be a nice Yishuv of Rezuk Yub Chaim, but that's not the Rambam either. Because the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam writes, when he's going through all the people that you're not allowed to testify about because you're related, the Rambam includes a wife, and he uses the Lashon Ha'ish im Ishtei Rishain B'Rishain, meaning it's a first-degree relative. So, the Rambam is clear that the psul of being made on your wife is not because B'Mekayim Eidavar, like B'Isi Davar, she's called Abal Davar himself, like Ishtei Kegufay. No, it's because it's a Karev, Rishain B'Rishain, it's a Karev, like a brother is a Karev, like a parent and a child is a Karev. Ishtei is also a Karev. So Reb Chaim says, in the Rambam, it's Hadra Kushla Duchtei. How are you going to miyashev our sugya that by Pliny Baal Ishti, we say Pagina Dibura, but the Yushalmi and Makis, where Kaisim Nechas L'Shnei Menei Adam, over there we say Eidah Shabbat L'Mekseh Sabbat L'Kula. Why don't we say over here also Eidah Shabbat L'Mekseh Sabbat L'Kula? The Reb Chaim is on the Rambam in Hilchas Eidos Halacha, Perek Yudal Halacha Zayin. And Reb Chaim gives the Teretz. And I'm really not saying over fully Reb Chaim's whole Shikol Teira. Reb Chaim is really a little bit longer and more complicated, but I think the Iker Svara, Al Kopanim, Al Pidivir Reb Chaim, the Svara that emerges that you could use to be Miyashi the Rambam is as follows. That by Kaisim Nechas L'Shnei Menei Adam, a person, when a person says, he's not saying, let's say the person has $1 million. He's not saying, I'm giving $500,000 to Reuven, and I'm giving $500,000 to Shimon. That would be two separate transactions, and there, Taka, we say Pagida Dibura. But what he's doing is, he's giving all of his Nechasim to Reuven, and also all of his Nechasim to Shimon. The whole $1 million is going to Reuven. The whole $1 million is going to Shimon. Avado, when they get it, since they're getting, each one is getting it together to somebody else, so how much does Reuven have out of that? He has $500,000. Shimon also, what does he have out of this Matana? $500,000. But the etzem chalois that the Eidim are being made on is not a matana of $500,000. Such a chalois never had, such a maisa never happened. Nobody gave him a matana of $500,000. This guy gave him a matana of $1 million. The Eidim are being made on a matana of $1 million to two people jointly. Zokter Chaim, you can't say Pagin Dibur to make up a new chalois that the Eidim were never made on. If we'd say Pagin Dibur over there, so what would we be saying? That since they're related to Reuven, but not they're not related to Shimon, so the Eidus on Reuven is Batal, and all that's left is an Eidus of a Matana of $500,000 to Shimon. So to Chaim, there was no Matana of $500,000 to Shimon. All there was a single Matana of $1 million to the two of them. So either you accept the edus or you don't accept the edus because it's a single chalais, you can't divide it up. What's the chalais that their edus is coming to create? They're coming to create a chi of misa on Pliny, and they're coming to create a chi of misa on the ishti. Now, those two chalaisim are two very separate chalaisim. The chi of misa on the Pliny is one chalais. The chi of misa on the ishti is another chalais. That's not one joint chalais. Like the matana of the kol nechasa of the shnei bnei adam is a joint chalais, that the two of them together are getting $1 million. Two people together can't get a misa. Pliny's life is Pliny's life, and the ishti's wife is ishti's wife. There's no joint misa on the two of them. So there, in our sugya, the edim are really coming to create two chalaisim. So we can say, pagin and debura, this chalais they're neman for, this chalais they're not neman for. But koisiv nechaz v'shnei b'nei adam, the edim are coming to create a single chalais. And a single chalais you can't divide up with a pagin and debura.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.